This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hour number two, not an ideal day and about to get worse. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you. News Talk 830 WCC. Our friend Bell Jensen is back with us. Always a pleasure when Bell joins us. Bell, you'll check out her excellent work on Care 11 on a regular basis. How are you, my friend? Everything good?
Good. Just fine. Yeah, I mean, we're a little bit out of practice. We haven't had any storms this
That's
year
true.
Of any consequence. So it's March and it's tournament time. So let's go.
Now, are you buying, because we've had two straight years here with relatively light snow, do we have a pattern or is it way too early to say that?
Way too early to say that, yeah. I mean, we've gone in many times before having some low snow years and then having just a huge snow year. I mean, this pattern just set up where all the storms were to our south. And this one, this storm, was we've been watching this since last week. I'm sure of that, Chris Schaefer as well. This was showing up on the model last week that at some point in time during Tuesday and Wednesday, a storm was going to come through the upper Midwest. But until, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday, it was still to our south. And then this one has been migrating north. And then overnight, all the models kind of congealed with it migrating basically right over us, right over the metro. So that is why we went from nothing to a winter storm warning and south of us, the first blizzard warning in Minnesota in a couple of years, actually.
So realistically, by the time I'm having another conversation with someone tomorrow at about 1:10, what are we looking at?
Well, you know, I was just looking at the latest because we're kind of watching to see if there's going to be any kind of backtrack in what I saw last night at 10 and what Ben saw this morning. And now Jamie's there watching the fort. And all the models are congealing with somewhere between 6 to 10 inches of snow. But I do think that we're talking more of really a huge disparity between the northwest suburbs and the southeast suburbs. And so when it's all said and done, I think 4 to 8 looks really reasonable across the metro. So depending on where you live, more Dakota County, less in Wright County, quite a bit less. In fact, like St. Cloud might only see an inch of snow. And then you get into the middle of the city and we're talking 5-6 inches and you get down toward Hastings and Prescott and Stillwater and, you know, south, let's say Lakeville, and possibly 8 inches. Really wet, heavy snow.
Will everybody face the 30 to 40 to maybe even 50 mile per hour winds?
Yeah. It's a doozy. It's a storm coming out of Colorado. We haven't had any of these big Colorado lows. These are our biggest storms. You know, the clippers that bring 1 to 2 inches, 3 inches, and all the snow we've had this season, which obviously hasn't been a lot, has been really light and fluffy, like really light and fluffy, almost like you'd see in Colorado or Utah. This is going to be typical March snow. So tons of water content, hard to move around. So it would be a lot worse if it was colder and it was light and fluffy. There would be a lot of blowing and drifting and a lot of visibility issues because it's going to be so heavy. The visibility will come as it's coming down late tonight through tomorrow morning. Then things will get better at that point. The winds will start to die down. I was just looking to see what the blizzard warning is out through Wednesday at 3, but I think that's kind of pushing it. I think things will actually get better once the snow stops falling.
Belle Jensen with us talking about the talking about the storm coming. What has this winter weather done to the poop picking up at your house? Many. I'm not exaggerating. We've had many texters who've wondered how that was going.
Well, it's so for some reason still my job. I have no idea why. But I'm the one that does all the yard work once everything is dried up. So maybe I'm the one that doesn't want to deal with all the remnants.
They just assume full time.
We've had some time periods when the snow melted and we were able to get out there. I was able to get out there. And I had help once. And so we're doing pretty good. Of course, we only have one dog now too, though. So it's a little bit better. And, but it's still a nasty proposition.
Yeah, so many people can identify with it. Okay, do you have certain boots that you wear each time, or do you mix it up?
Oh, outside? Oh, you know what? Yeah. I made a fatal mistake, and I wore something that I shouldn't have worn, and now those are not in the house anymore. They live in the garage. Yeah, so now I'm got to order some new things. Yeah, I should just get some rubber boots or something. What am I thinking?
I don't think you want to go out there with your nice shoes in any way. That would not be a good decision. So I saw this. I want to ask you, this is a serious story, too, where among the many cuts by the Trump administration, 600 workers with the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 600 workers seems a lot to me as someone who doesn't know. I saw somebody we both know, Paul Douglas, on Twitter expressing some concerns about it. What's your feeling about that?
Yeah, I don't, I did see that as well, and I saw Paul's post, and I don't think that's a federal agency that you should be fooling with. I would say that the amount of meteorologists that they have at these stations, they need all of them. So hopefully, prior to severe weather season starting up, really any day, somebody will see that and there'll be some backtracking on that. There could be some research projects that they decide to put off, but nothing when it comes to daily forecasting and these people in these markets or these people at all of these National Weather Service offices across the country. That would be really a rash decision for sure. They need every single one of those people. I don't think that's been a good idea. I think some of the other stuff's been a good idea, but I don't think good idea. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to look at it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
So am I right? Did you start a care in 93?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you thought how much longer you want to keep doing this?
I'm going to try.
Some people
want
to do it for 50 years, right?
What, I'm going to get through the storm.
Yeah. Well, oh, hey. But I mean, do you think about it much? Do you think I just still enjoy it as much? Or?
Well, you know, I have to say, on a short-term situation, this has been kind of, I was kind of happy to see the totals come up last night. Because we've been talking about it for days, and we, you know, we've had it on the radar basically for days, and so it isn't going to be a surprise to anybody, and we just haven't had a lot to forecast, so it's kind of exciting and fun to forecast something that's a little bit impactful, and because we just haven't had much this winter, so that's one thing that I'm not tired of. I really like winter storms versus, of course, severe weather, and but oh, absolutely, I'm thinking about it, and
yep.
I mean, how many more state fairs can we get through? And, you know, you know, so, but, yeah. You know, it's, you know, depending on, I will be an empty nester in the fall. So that's something that, yeah. You know, David and I think about. Yeah. So it's,
right.
It's exciting to think about.
Does that change the calculation for you? I mean, for some, it's like, I got to work more then. For others, like, okay, This gives us a chance to do different things.
Right. We get to do stuff. Yeah. I mean, we're kind of ready to launch. You know, our youngest, and that'll be exciting. And then we'll just kind of figure it out. It's not short term. I'm there for a while for sure. And, yep. I'm happy to be there. It's been a really great 32 years there. And I was in Salt Lake City for 3 years before that. So this year I'm at 35 years that I've been trying to That's tackle amazing. This 7 day forecast.
Well, somebody last hour attacked Dave Harrigan, the producer of this show, who you talked to. Would you want to maybe become the producer of the show if you step away from Care 11 maybe 5-10 years from now?
Please, oh, please.
5-10 years from now, what are you talking about? Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. That's just unheard of. My goodness.
He's devastated, I can assure you. Are you off the ground, Dave? Have you removed yourself from the fetal position?
Yeah, no, I really haven't. It's going to be a couple weeks probably.
Did you take any good trips this year?
You know, I actually just got back yesterday. I just went away for a weekend down to beautiful Florida, Naples, Florida,
nice.
To see a good friend and soak in some sunshine and look at the beautiful flowers and see all the other Minnesotans down there too. And
I was going to say, and, half the people.
Yeah, right. Gustavus Baseball, where my son plays, is in spring training down in Tucson. So my husband will go watch some of those baseball games.
I'm an ASU grad. I just, come on, Tucson. Go to Tempe. Let's go, Gustav. I had a great friend of mine.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I don't know why.
Very disappointed. Very disappointed. I'm going to call somebody. I had a great friend of mine, and she gave me a Gustavus sweatshirt. And I would walk around ASU, and people say, where's this Gustavus? Where's this Gustavus? So I still just joke about Gustavus. I always enjoy when we chat. I'm sure we'll be busy in the next 24 hours. Tell Dave I said hello. Maybe what Dave should do, my Dave here, Dave Harrigan, for your appearances on the show, he should come over and help you pick up the poop at some point.
So helpful. I will pick a day. It'll be great. Yeah. We'll have a good time. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Because this snow is going to cover it all up again. It's going to be a problem. So, ugh. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, we need the moisture, so it's a good thing. We're well behind in snowpack. This will be a really dense snow, so be careful out there. It really kind of turns over between 6 and 7 tonight from rain to snow. So the rain will pick up, the winds will pick up, and then it'll turn over. So that's just one note if you're in the latter portion of the commute.
Thank you. Be well, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Chad.
Bell, tremendous as always, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.